You're listening to SBS News.
Her work helped develop modern computing and the way the internet works today. Now, Emeritus Professor Cheryl Praeger has been rewarded with the Prime Minister's Prize for Science in recognition of her decades of research.
Now to receive the prize, I feel overwhelmed at this wonderful statement about the importance of mathematics.
She was one of seven award recipients at the ceremony on Wednesday night. The Prime Minister's Award for Innovation was won by the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute, recognising their groundbreaking work developing a drug to battle leukaemia. Professor Guillaume Lassen is a member of the research team.
So this is really a really novel medicine that really targets the Achilles heel of cancer and really force these cancer cells to die.
This year marks two decades of the Prime Minister's prizes for science, and a record number of honours this year went to women, although females remain underrepresented in STEM industries in Australia. Not even a third of science, technology, engineering and maths academics are female, and in 2016, less than 15% of STEM professors were women. In the wider workforce, there are also big disparities. Only 12.4% of engineers are women, and just 28% of the information communication technology workforce are female. Associate Professor Elizabeth New, winner of the Malcolm McIntosh Prize for Physical Scientist of the Year, says the nation can do better.
Well, I think science needs a diversity of thought, and that means it needs a diversity of researchers. And so if we can have a better diversity, and that includes gender diversity, then we're going to increase the impact of our science.
Primary school teacher Sarah Finney also wants to see a diverse group of students in STEM fields. She urged those in Canberra to listen to the science, especially on climate change.
Thinking and acting scientifically are critical to society, to its betterment and to its survival.
And when the prize winners visited Question Time today and were welcomed by the Speaker...
On behalf of the House, a very warm welcome to you.
It seemed the politicians were paying attention. Naveen Razik, SBS News.